Video: Terrorist cartel hosts Christmas parade in Mexican state capital. By Cartel Chronicles on December 27, 2022. One of Mexico's most violent cartels displayed its influence as it hosted a large Christmas parade and party in the capital of Jalisco, near a police station. This week, the Jalisco Attorney General's office announced they were starting an investigation into a Christmas parade by Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, in Guadalajara. Videos shared on social media showed a parade of gunmen in decorated vehicles as they motored around crowds. Sicarios del Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación organizaron una cabalgata en Guadalajara. Jalisco, Y repartieron juguetes a cientos de niños en el barrio de El Retiro con la complicidad de todas las autoridades. pic.twitter.com/himuelquack. Nipper Wifey copyright, at Nipper Wifey, December 26, 2022. Local journalists claim the gunman delivered toys to locals. In a video, the name RR can be heard referencing Ricardo Ruiz Velasco, the cartel lieutenant behind the celebration. LRR del Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación entregó juguetes a niños del barrio El Retiro, en Guadalajara. Esta colonia se ubica en pleno centro de la ciudad. pic.twitter.com/huxtgtifl. Jorge MTZ, at Jorge 2702, December 25, 2022. Cartels throughout Mexico have a long history of throwing lavish parties where they give presents and food to needy families during Christmas. The move gains favor among the public at a time when cartel violence continues to spiral out of control. On Tuesday morning, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador used his morning news conference to ask the public to not be manipulated by cartels. El presidente at López Obrador underscore hizo un llamado a los mexicanos para evitar recibir supuestos apoyos o dispensas de grupos de crimen organizado. Que la gente no se deje manipular, y eso no es bueno, indicó. pic.twitter.com/9sx2pjjf6. La Lista, at La Lista News, December 27, 2022. CJNG is considered to be one of the most violent in Mexico. The CJNG has been linked to the use of explosive devices and the recruitment of Colombian terrorists. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Las Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by E.F. Robles from Jalisco.